Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, good morning, good evening, wherever, or good afternoon, wherever you are in the world. I don't know that it's afternoon. It must be afternoon somewhere. Oh, yeah. No, Australia, it's morning. Anyway, hey, welcome. This is Cynthia Fontaine, and I'd like to welcome you to Transforming Your Life. The chat room is loading, and so if you're trying to get into the chat room, it is, it just keeps saying it's loading. Blog Talk really needs to get a new thing for their chat room because it doesn't always cooperate and load. So I can see my switchboard and the chat room at the same time. I have to typically open it in another window. And then when you guys call in, if I'm in the chat room, I don't see that you're calling in. So I need to get in touch with Blog Talk about that. Anyway, and that's not a complaint. It is just a statement and a fact. So what about complaining? Is that something that you do often and maybe not even realize it? Because we, as human beings on this physical earth, we have negative pleasures, and those are things that we get something out of, in a sense. So let's see, what's a good example can I use as a negative pleasure? Well, complaining is a negative pleasure, right? Because when you complain, what happens so often? Other people very often jump in and add in their complaints, right? So you're getting attention from other people, and you feel like you're in community. So really soak that in. Is that a community you want to be part of? The negative pleasure group? How many of us, though, belong to that group? Seriously, right? How many of us belong to that group? And, you know, one easy way you can sort of tell maybe what your mindset is what kind of TV do you watch if you watch TV? Do you watch things like Jerry Springer? Or do you watch things like the Family Channel? Where's your mind at? Sometimes we need a little jazzy, whatever, you know, and I'm not saying Jerry Springer, but sometimes you just need some kind of mindless TV, you know, like, I don't know, Scandal or something, or some kind of exciting TV like Scandal. That's, you know, it's a lot of drama and that, whatever, okay? But how are you doing the negative pleasures and or the complaining in your life? You know, many of us don't even have a clue we're doing it, myself included. Really, you know, I'm human just like you guys all are, and I am not perfect by any means. You know, I work really hard to become aware of how I live my life and how I conduct my life. And so, you know, that sort of does set me apart a little bit from a lot of the population out there. Now, if you're listening to this show, chances are you're doing this the same. You're in the mindset of improving your life, improving yourself. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. You wouldn't be listening to this show. So I congratulate you for that, for coming into your life and making a commitment to making your life better in whatever ways that may be. So the chat room is open if you'd like to join me in the chat room. And I will take callers today. And the call-in number is 657-383-0612. And when I'm off Blog Talk Radio, you can find me on Facebook, Cynthia Fontaine, the Rhode Island Psychic Medium. You can also follow me on Twitter, Cynthia Fontaine, at Cynthia Fontaine. My website is my name, cynthiafontaine.com, CynthiaFontaine. I like to keep it really simple for you guys. That way, all you got to do is type in Cynthia Fontaine, and I come up everywhere, right? So, excuse me, I'm a little stuffy because here in the Northeast, it's rather cold. So I have the heat on in the house. And so the allergies are a little bit cranky today. So anyway, so I apologize ahead of time for any if I cough or anything or sound kind of stuffed up, because I am. I can't, it's just what it is, right? So the opening song I thought was kind of an interesting selection. How Do I Know? And I want you to think about the words of that song and apply it to your life. Not so much in the sense of romance or a romantic partner, but you're in your life. How do you know when you're in love? Are you in love with yourself? Are you in love with your life? Because if you're not, how can anyone else be? Really, makes sense, right? If you're not in love with your life, and if you don't love yourself, there's no way anybody else can love you to the capacity that you want love. So what so often happens, we dream of this romantic love, we dream of, you know, somebody loving us so totally because we're not loving ourselves so totally. You know, I mean, there are parts of myself and my life I'd like to improve for sure. And I work on that all the time. You know, whether it's how you eat, you know, eating more healthy, if it's your spiritual practice, if it's your meditation or exercise, there are always ways that you can improve your life. But that's, you know, that's different. Improving your life and you know, staying, trying to stay fit and healthy and that sort of thing, and mentally healthy as well. You know, that's a positive thing. So, but when you're looking for love from a place of something missing, and this applies to every area of your life, when you are looking for things to fill your life because there's a void, it's only going to be a temporary fix. Really breathe and let that sink in. When you are looking to your fill your life where there is a void, there, it's only going to be a temporary fix if you're looking for that from someone else. Ouch, right? Yeah. That's really kind of mind-boggling and a deep thought, you know, because we feel like when you feel like somebody else completes you, it's because you feel like you're broken somehow or there's a part of you missing. And the truth is the only thing that's missing is you. And, you know, relationships are so important in this life because that's all we really have. When it comes down to it, everything is about relationship. It's relationship with the earth, relationship with your home, relationship with your family and the people who you love, relationship with your coworkers. It's all about relationship. And the relationships can enhance your life, but if they're filling a void that you feel is, you know, empty, it's only a temporary fix. It's really only a temporary fix. And what happens is when you start having difficulty in the relationship, that void gets shaken up again, right? So it's like, what's a good analogy that I can use? Okay, so you've got a blender, and you have got you've just blended a smoothie, and so you look into the blender, and it looks inviting and nice and smooth, and then all of a sudden you see a big chunk of pineapple in there, and you go, oh, so you turn the blender back on. And now things are spinning around and getting whirled up, right? And in the center, often, you'll see what looks like a vortex, the hole in the middle of the spinning. And that's kind of like how we do our lives in a way, right? So the relationship gets jumbled up, things start spinning around, and then you sink into this void or this hole, which was always there. When you can be whole and solid, the relationships that you come into in your life or the relationships that you already have will change. And your partners or your family members can meet you on a totally different level. Sometimes that doesn't always happen. Sometimes when you become whole, the person who's been filling the void now feels like they have no position in your life. And it can be an energetic thing. It very often is not a something that you see consciously, but you can definitely feel it, and they can definitely feel it. So do you have any of that going on in your life today, right now? You know, I know I'm talking about getting out of the box today, and this is part of it. How do you keep yourself in your box in your relationship? Because that's the biggest part of our life, right? Because we interact with people all the time. And if you're not interacting with people all the time, then you need to be interacting with people all the time. Okay, so there's somebody listening who has got something going on with their throat. And usually what happens is when there's somebody listening or there's somebody on the line or in the chat room and they have words, something that they need to speak and they're not saying it to someone, or they have something going on with their throat, I get all like this, gunked up. And usually once I acknowledge it, then I get cleared up. And you can see I'm starting to get cleared up now. So whoever you are out there listening, who's not speaking your truth, and, you know, speaking your truth can be a tricky thing because we often will speak our truth, right, to, and we think we're speaking our truth to, because it's the thing to do, but yet we're the truth we're speaking is really hurting someone. So if you're doing things like, I'm speaking my truth, and what I need to say is that, I don't know, I'm like blank today. I don't know why. On the analogies, I'm usually pretty quick with those things. But so, you know, it's sort of like you're insulting somebody in a nice way. Okay, that's the best way that I can put it. So you think you're speaking your truth, and what you're really doing is creating bad karma with that person, creating bad karma for yourself. So think about before words come out of your mouth, especially if you say, I have to speak my truth about this, and it's blah, 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 and, you know, that phrase usually comes along with something that is, you know, hurtful. Because you've put the disclaimer in, I'm going to speak my truth, you know, it sort of can get a little dicey. Anyhow, so getting out of your box. If you are somebody who spends a lot of time at home, maybe in front of the TV, you know, sort of in a way, hermit yourself in, you might go to work, but you don't really interact with your coworkers. You come home and then maybe you make dinner for the family, but you read the newspaper at the dinner table, or you're on your tablet or iPhone, you know, while you're having dinner, and you're totally distracted and not present. And then maybe you go watch TV, and say you're son, your daughter, or your spouse or partner sit down and watch TV next to you, and you just watch TV like two zombies, and you have no conversation whatsoever. That's not being in relationship. Totally not being in relationship. Now, you can watch TV and snuggle with your partner and not have conversation, but be, you know, intimate in a way where you're physically close, you're just enjoying each other's company. That's really coming into a relationship. So how often are you doing that? Whether you've been with your partner for 2 days or 25 years, how often do you do that? Because what happens as our relationships go on and we get further into them time-wise, we tend to lose that intimacy and those things that you know, were so important to us in the beginning of the relationship. And very often that is play. So how do you play with your spouse or your partner, and how do you play with your family? Because we get too serious and bogged down in this life. And really, if you bring some fun back into your life, you're going to bring open up for give permission for other people to have fun in their life as well. And what does that look like for you? You know, maybe you like to crochet and that's fun for you. So go to a crochet group, or start a circle or knitting and crocheting, and invite friends to come over and for an hour and have coffee and do your crafting, or, you know, whatever kind of crafting you might like to do. If you like to dance, then go out dancing. And if you don't have a club nearby or you don't like the club scene, then create your own dance party in your kitchen or living room or whatever room in your house and invite some people over or dance by yourself. But get into relationship with people, because that's how you really dive into your life, right? I can't believe this is only day three. I'm feeling like, oh my goodness. It feels like it's day 50. I need to take a drink. Hold on one second, guys. And yes, I'm drinking in the morning, but it's not alcohol. It's coffee. All right. So, let's see. Where do we want to go next? I think I'm going to pull a couple of cards to get the feeling for the day for all of you. Let's see what's happening for the general feeling. Now, Mercury is in retrograde for two more weeks, and this is a really good time to take a step back and look deeply at what is going on in your life. It's a time where you can reframe, readjust, you know, and sort out some things. So it's really a good time to reflect in your life and ask yourself, what's going on in my life, and is what's going on what I want to see? Oh, very interesting. Okay, so the first card I pulled, the Eight of Swords. And if you know the Tarot at all, the Eight of Swords is a woman bound, but she's loosely bound, and she's blindfolded. And, excuse me, anytime in the Tarot deck or any kind of oracle deck, when you see a blindfold, that means it's time for you to go with, it's time, you know, to go within your psyche, into your mind, and go to inside to your feelings and into your heart. Because we make decisions out of our head and our thinking mind. And when you make decisions out of that place, it's nothing but trouble. Seriously. Like, nothing but trouble. And we keep doing the same things over and over again. So you may find that, if any of you out there who are listening have gotten divorced or been in relationships, and then you get into a new relationship, and after a while, it starts to feel and look like the old relationship. And you think, oh my goodness, how could this have happened? Well, you just change the face of the person you're hanging with. That's all. So you got to change what's inside of you. And it's a lot of work to do that. It's a lot of work to reach in and discover who you really are. Because we live our lives through vows that we make. And a vow is something that you vow to always be or do something, or in a way, or you vow never to be or do something. So you may have a vow, and many of us have this one, that I will never be like my mother, who was, I don't know, mean or whatever your mother was to you. Or it may be your father or an uncle or an aunt. I will never be like my father who abandoned us. Ooh, how many of you out there have that one? right? Lots and lots and lots and lots of people have that one. And so when you vow to be never or you vow to be always, you cut half of your energy off. So think about the yin-yang symbol, how it's completely balanced, right? You've got the white on one side, the black on the other, and then you have a small circle in each one of the opposite color. And it's in balance. But if, now just visualize this, like if you have a ball in your hands and it's a yin-yang and it's the black on one side, the white on the other, and it's got the ball in either one that are perfectly directly, you know, diagonally across from each other and they're perfectly balanced. Feel the energy of that, the balance, and feel how it's liquid and moving, right? So it's, you can so easily, like if you put a ball, if you have kids, or, you know, you play ball when you're a kid. So imagine that you've got a playground ball in your hands and you paint it like the yin-yang. And if you just stand there and hold the ball, what happens? You get bored, right? You want to move it. So that's like life, right? So this energy is always moving. It's always trying to come into balance. And when you're always trying to come bring your life into balance, things are shifting and flowing, and you know, it's sort of this dance. If you just stand there and hold the ball, well, how stupid do you feel? And how long can you hold it for without moving? Then your life becomes stagnant and you get stuck. So when you vow to always or never, and I'd like you to use this as a oh, I think I just cut myself off. Oh, my goodness. Am I still on the air? crazy. Okay, hold on. I'm not sure. I just lost my screen. Holy cow. All right, you guys. I hope you're still there. Hang tight for 1 second. See, Mercury's in retrograde. There's always electronic problems, computer things when Mercury's in retrograde. And my screen is... Hold on. I've got to make my thing bigger. Studio. Am I still... Okay. Not sure if I'm still on. Yeah, I'm still in. Cool. Oh, my goodness. Whoosh. Okay. So, talk about flow, right? So, I had to sort of stay with it. I was trying to get into the chat room, and when I went to click the other screen to go into the chat room, I touched something else. And all of a sudden, my whole studio screen was gone. So talk about having to go with the flow. And the universe sends me things that I'm teaching all the time. So I may be teaching something, and then all of a sudden, yep, boop, there it is. Perfect example of having to go with the flow instantaneously and in the moment. So I could have freaked out. And if I did get disconnected from the show, then... that would have been as long as the show was supposed to be today. And you go with the flow. And I've had that happen before. If you guys have listened before, and one time when I had Susan Mullen on as a guest, we kept getting cut off. And there was a big thunderstorm where she was at, and I kept losing her. And then next thing you know, lost the whole studio. And that was it. Couldn't get back into the studio. The show was over. So how do you bind yourself in your life? How do you restrict your flow of life? So on this, the Eight of Swords, the woman that is bound has a pathway out of the trouble that she's in. There's a clear path, but she doesn't see it because she's, and Swords is of the mind. So how are you keeping yourself bound by your thoughts, which is so appropriate and interesting that today we're talking about busting into your life, busting out of your box, and how you think about always or never, the value. So it's all really wrapped up and tied into what we're talking about today. And so then the next card is, again, I just noticed, oh my God, we have all eight. Isn't that ironic? And eight is the infinity symbol. It's about flow. and it's about balance. Like, I love spirit. I love my guides. They do these crazy things that, you know, just bring everything together and make so much sense. So the next card is the Eight of Cups. And the Eight of Cups shows a man walking away from all these cups behind him. And he has crossed this stream and is on the other side of the bank or riverbank with the cups behind him. And so this card is about leaving things behind, and cups is all about emotions. So how is your mind tying up your emotions? Are you seeing them clearly? But it's really about feeling, okay? So this whole spread today is about feeling what's inside and feeling your emotions and moving forward through your feeling, not through your thinking mind. And then the third card is the Eight of Wands. And the Eight of Wands is about getting messages. And it's interesting because there's a river in all three of these cards. Or a stream. And if you know the tarot, you know what I'm talking about. If you don't, I'm going to, you know, describe it so you get a visual of it. So the Eight of Swords, the woman is tied up with this fabric, but it's very loosely tied, and she's got the same cloth blindfolding her. And then she has eight swords around her, but in front is clear opening. There are no swords in front of her. And then there's sort of this water that is in front of her. It's sort of like, it's not really a stream because it's really small, but as a way to get out and to move forward through this opening, through this path. So the next card, the man has now crossed the stream or the river, and he is on steady ground on the other side. And then the third card, there's a house up in the hill in the distance, no person in the card, but there's also a river. So you can interpret this as, you know, you've been able to go into your feeling, into the emotions of whatever's coming up in your life now. You've been able to cross the bridge or cross the river, get to the other side of it through your feeling. Really important, through your feeling, not through your thinking, because the thinking is what's blocking you. So you've been able to, through the feeling, get to the other side of the river, and you're cozily tucked away now in your house on the other side of the river, or your sanctuary. And the Eight of Wands is about physical messages. So think about what's coming up for you in your life right now. Where are you bound mentally up? Maybe you spin in your head and you worry about this or that. So pick one thing. What are you really, what do you really, really want to work on? Okay, what's really binding you right now? And pick that one thing. Oh my goodness, it's funny. I have lost my studio again. Okay, there it is. So pick one thing. My computer is not working right today. So Mercury retrograde is really wreaking havoc. So I just have to go with the flow. And so are you flowing with your river of life? Okay. So I'm totally blown away that the cards just totally describe exactly what I'm talking about with you here today. And if you listen to this in the future, know, because it is taped live, that the energy will apply to you the day you're listening to it. It's called evergreen. And I program that into all of my shows and all the events that I do, that this stays fresh. And as more people listen, the energy builds up to be even stronger. So again, where are you binding yourself in your life by your mind? And maybe you're a thinker and you're always spinning off into your mind, not coming into a relationship. So think about what problem you're having in your life right now, or what you view as a problem, and, you know, something that you would like to solve and move forward in. And then go into your heart space, go into the feeling. If I were to do this or choose this, what would it feel like? What would it feel like? So one example that I like to use a lot is going to the car dealer and test driving a new car. How good does it feel to be in that new car? The smell of the new car, the stereo sounding so fabulous. Everything works in the car, right? When you can get that feeling, then you've really tapped into something. Now, when you tap into your feeling, so now you know when something feels really good, okay? And then when you go into your feeling, close your eyes. Focus on your heart, right? As you breathe in through your nose, bring the breath down into your heart. Let that expand. And as you're doing this, think about whatever you're trying to make a decision on, you're trying to solve, okay? So if it's about a relationship, quiet yourself, put both feet on the floor, breathing in. And ask yourself as you're breathing in and opening your heart, if I stay in this relationship, how does it feel? How does it feel? Does it feel like driving that new car? Or does it feel like driving the old jalopy where you can't put the window down, the heat doesn't really work, or the air conditioning doesn't work anymore? You've got one speaker left and the rest of them are blown out. You know, maybe the interior is really dirty because you've had pets and kids, and, you know, even though you might have had it clean, it just doesn't come clean anymore. So how does that compare the two and go into the heart space with whatever decision you're trying to make? And does it feel like the new car or does it feel like the old jalopy? And then ask Spirit to send you a clear message to confirm you're on the right path. So if it feels like the new car and it feels great and fresh and new, and your relationship can be, you know, you could be into it for 30 years. It doesn't matter. But when you go into the feeling of the heart space, if you can still have that feeling, even if you're in a relationship long term. Ask Spirit to send you a clear message that you're on the right path. And when we feel good, you know, we don't usually tend to ask for messages. But just ask to get in the practice of, you know, getting a message. And a message is something that you don't see all the time every day. And it might be something as simple as a hawk flying by you in the car and swoops down right in front of your car. And for me, a hawk is always that I'm going to get, you know, a message about something that I've been waiting for to come to resolution in my life. And the closer the hawk is in proximity to my physical body, I know the closer the message is to arriving. So that the hawk is my messenger for when something, I'm going to get a physical message for something to resolve in my life. And it's usually, you know, something big like my house last year or, you know, it's usually big things, okay? My retirement finally coming through, you know, when the clock finally showed up, I knew, oh, good, I'm close to retirement. So look for the physical, ask first of all for a message, a clear message, and look for the physical message, something out of the ordinary, a bird that hangs around longer than usual, a squirrel might come right up to your window and stare you in the eye. So look for messages in nature, and look. You can ask for a message that you hear, whether it comes on the radio or you could be in the supermarket and you overhear somebody's conversation that totally applies to whatever is going on in your life and what you've asked for a message on. So ask for clarity, ask Spirit to give you a message, because we're guided all the time. So if you feel like, oh, I can't talk to my guides or angels or whatever, they don't hear me, I don't hear them, pish posh, it takes practice. So are you getting quiet and spending time to listen to them? And are you being clear on what you want guidance for? Because I had a laugh yesterday. I was working with one of my advanced students, and she's not been meditating, and she's not been asking her guides to come in and help her with things. So her guides were all standing behind her, all lined up, and they're like standing there tapping their feet, you know, like with their arms crossed, and they're looking bored, and like one of them is yawning, and I was cracking up, and I said, turned to her and I said, your guides are standing behind you, and they said that you haven't been working with them or asking for their help. And she's really funny. She's very energetic, and she's loud, and she's straight to the point. There's no fluff with her, you know. And she's like, oh, well, for crying out loud. She's like, I thought they would just know and just jump in and help. And I'm like, no. See, because we have free will. So your guides just can't jump in and rescue you. You have to ask for their help. And she's got guides. She's got two cooking guides. She's got a chef, because her and her husband both have health things and they need special food, whatever. And then she's got an artistic guide, and she has a guide who loves to shop. Actually, she has a couple of guides who love to shop. They always send her to the right place to get whatever she's looking for. And it can be random and bizarre things, but she always finds it first time out. It's really cool. So this can help you to get out of your box, break out of your rut, right? Start working with your guides. Start calling in your life force energy. Start calling in your helpers, because we all have helpers. We're never alone. They just are waiting for us to invite them in. And look for the messages. So pick one thing this week that you have been looking for resolution about, or that you're worried about, keeping you bound up. And it may be, you know, it could be something big that you need to walk away from. I encourage you to do it through your feeling, not through your thinking mind, because the mind is a double-edged sword. So do it from the feeling. So if it's a relationship and you're on the fence, do the breathing technique. Close your eyes, put both feet on the floor, relax your body, breathing in. And imagine the breath going into your heart opening, and go into the feeling. Ask your heart, and you can talk to your body parts. So ask your heart, what does it feel like if I stay in this relationship for 6 more months, or a year, or 5 years? And then go back in again and ask yourself, what does it feel like if I were to leave this relationship? What does it feel like in 6 months, in a year, in 5 years? How does it feel? How does it feel? Right? Because when you make a decision and a choice in your life from feeling, right? So the song, How Do I Know? How do I know? Well, you know by the feeling. Because when you choose from the feeling of feeling good, it's always going to be the right decision. When you choose from the feeling of feeling good, it's always going to be the right decision for you. Okay? So you may be worried about, well, what about the other person? Because if you're a team player, people pleaser, that's what you're going to think about. Well, I don't want to hurt the other person. But in fact, what you're doing is hurting the other person by staying in the relationship and not being true to yourself. Because you can't be fully present in the relationship and love that person the way that they deserve to be loved. And that's not loving to them or to you. And if it feels good, then jump in to the relationship with both feet and love yourself, because loving yourself gives you more energy and more love to give to others, okay? So bust out of whatever rut that you're in. And this is a 30-day challenge for all you guys. And the day that you listen to the show is the day you start the challenge, whether you listen to day one of the show or day 10 of the show. Doesn't matter. You start your 30-day challenge on the day that you listen to the show. And pick one thing that you're going to bust out and bust into your life about. I like that. Busting out and busting into your life. Out of the box. So if you were to visualize yourself in a box, what does your box look like? Is it flimsy? Is it a really thick, heavy box? Is it really small and you're crammed in there and there's no place to move? Is it a coffin? Are you keeping yourself dead in your life, locked up in it like being in a coffin? You know, there's this great meditation that you can do, and you actually go to your own funeral. And it's a powerful meditation, so it can be a little scary. And if you're claustrophobic, I don't recommend you do it by yourself because it can be a little freaky. Anyway, I've done this meditation many times, and it never gets any easier, I have to say. But what it makes me realize is that in so many ways, I hold myself in that coffin in my life, right? Because I get in a rut just like you do, doing the same thing day in and day out, being wrapped up in my mind. I'm a thinker, and I can go off into a head spin like nobody's business. Well, and a worry, you know, worry. Well, what about what if I do that and this happens? And what about, you know, if I make that choice and it doesn't go right? Or what if I choose to leave the relationship and then what's going to happen to me? What if I decide to stay in the relationship and I'm not, and the relationship doesn't go well? Well, you made a choice. So stand in that choice, whatever it is. And then know that you can make a different choice in the next 30 seconds, in the next minute, in the next 5 minutes, in the next hour, 12 hours, 24 hours, 5 days, 2 weeks, 6 months, a year, whatever it is. A choice is only temporary. And every day that you choose to be boxed in to your life is a choice. It is a choice. No matter what your life looks like, you know, you can have the most advanced stages of some kind of disease and yet be fully living your life. Present. Or you can, you know, be totally healthy and not be living your life present and keep yourself in the box. So take a look at your box. Visualize it. Sit down for a couple of minutes and do some breathing and then say, okay, what does my box look like? And let the box appear to you. And you may see it in your mind's eye, or you may just get a feeling. Because, you know, less people get the visual, but more people get the feeling or a knowing of what the box feels like, okay? And that's perfectly fine. That's just as valid as if you got the visual part of it, okay? It's not any less valid, and sometimes it can be even stronger because, again, you're feeling it. What does your box feel like? Today, my box is maybe like it's got a little bit of room in it. It's kind of stuffy. I'm not squished in it. I can sit in it in a chair, and I have about maybe 4 inches all around me, but it feels heavy and it feels like it's hard to breathe. And your box can change every day. It can change minute to minute depending on what you have going on with you, right? So use this box visual or feeling or knowing and check in with yourself and say, okay, what does my box look like right now? So if I stay in this relationship, what does my box look like? If I stay in this job, what does my box look like? Are there infinite possibilities here? Or is it keeping me small and trapped and no possibilities? Is it dark and hard to breathe? Okay. What does your box look like today? Really, really good. And that's something I just came up with right now for you guys. And this is how I flow. So my guys give me all these cool things that just come out of me. And then later on, somebody will say, what was that? How did you do that? And I'll go, I have no idea. Go back and listen to the radio show because it was all channeled. But I did make a note of it. I will remember. And because I really like that visual of the box and what does your box look like right now? So I'm going to use that in my teaching. What does your box look like? I'm writing this down. Okay. All right. So we have about 6 minutes left. And I'm going to pick a couple more cards to see what the rest of the week looks like for all you guys coming into the weekend. And do you have any special plans this weekend? I think it's a holiday weekend, isn't it? Martin Luther King weekend. And we have the playoff games starting Saturday. I think they're starting Saturday. I know the Patriots are playing Saturday. So whether it's the beginning of the playoffs or not, I'm not positive, but I think it is. And that, you know, so if you follow football, of course, being from New England, I am a huge Patriots fan. And I love Ron Gronkowski. Okay, so the first card I look at is the Five of Pentacles. And again, it's about balance. It's also about giving to others. So are you balanced in your giving? Okay, so coming into the weekend, what does that look like for you? So if you win Powerball, are you going to share it with others? Or if you won Powerball, I don't know if there was a winner for Powerball. I'm going to have to check that out. And so and this is with money particularly, do you share? Okay. Do you share the money? And how do you balance? Maybe you're trying to balance your finances going into the weekend. And so be careful of how what you're doing with your money and going into the weekend in balance, because the next card is the Tower, right? And the Tower is about letting things go. And maybe you need to let go of some of your money and be generous with it. And then the third card is the Lovers. So this is about relationships coming into the weekend. Are your relationships balanced? Is something coming to an end in your relationship? What are you looking at here? So expect maybe that coming into the weekend, there may be some fiery firestorms in your relationship. Are you balanced with money in the relationship? Does one person put more in than another? Is that a quarrel or something that you have going on in the relationship? And if so, then it's really time to take a look at that and start fresh, start new. Okay, so let some things go. And again, here comes the Eight of Swords. So how are you keeping yourself bound up in your thinking? So go into the weekend, into the feeling it through. Don't open your mouth before you feel what you want to say. So don't just let things pour out. And feel it first. So again, if this is something, I feel like this is gonna, some things are going to come up with relationships this weekend, because there are people, multiple people in all the cards. And so, and it may be around money, issues coming around money. And is there somebody who puts in more than another into the household, things like that, and you're feeling out of balance with that. So it's time to change things, shake things up, really take a look at how you're feeling in working this out, and get out of your mind into your heart and allow yourself to feel your way through the weekend. So we're almost out of time. I want to say I love you guys so much. Again, you can find me on my website, CynthiaFontaine.com. Subscribe to my newsletter. Like my public page on Facebook, Cynthia Fontaine, the Rhode Island Medium. Follow me on Twitter, Cynthia Fontaine, at Cynthia Fontaine. And I am on Instagram and Pinterest as well, though I don't get to those as often. But you can find all those social media links right on my website. So that's the best place to go. I love you all so very much. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule, your life, and your day to tune in. And I hope that you have a blessed and wonderful day. And feel your feelings. What does it feel like?